Thank you, Gateway, for your heart for missions and your faithfulness in giving, that we can literally be part of what they are doing wherever they are ministering and making a difference in people's lives, an eternal difference. How many got a bulletin today when you came into service? Let me hold up your bulletin. Let me see your bulletin. Okay, now take it, open it up. Look at the right-hand side at the bottom. It says, why are you where you are? If you're in the right place, keep making good choices. If you need to move to a better place, make better choices. You know, this is based on an eternal biblical principle that I like to call, you grow what you sow. You grow what you sow. In Galatians chapter 6 and verse 7, the Bible says, do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. It means that you and I have a choice. That you and I have a voice in our future. That we have a voice, that we have a choice in our future here at Gateway. Now you got to watch this. If you want a bright future, begin to invest in the right areas today. How many want a bright future? Then begin to invest in those areas today. For what you plant today determines what you will reap. What you plant today determines what kind of harvest that you will have in the future. So plant now to reap a harvest tomorrow. Now I wonder, I'm going to ask you to be honest with me for a second. How many of you have ever had an argument with God? Let me see your hand. I'm putting both of mine up. Had an argument with God. Well, you know, having an argument with God is really not a very good idea. Unless you like to lose. Somehow God always seems to win those arguments, at least with me. It's an awful lot better to be in agreement with God and do what He says. I mean, it's kind of like the guy who said, you know, my wife and I, we almost always agree on everything, at least 40% of the time. Well, God and I had a little argument about today's message, and God won again. After the last three messages that I preached about a better future, I said, God, I'm not going to preach another one. I'm not going to preach a part four. He said, you don't have to. This is a whole new message, only it's about the same subject. Okay, God. So I agreed with God. I felt that was a safer route to take. You know, but God cares about the future. He cares about your future and where you're going. And He cares about the future of our church, where we're going. And we will only reap a great future if we sow into it. I want God's very best for you. Sincerely, I want God's very best for you and His very best for Gateway. I want all that He has for you and for us. I want you and our church to move into the bright future that He has ahead. But you've got to know that what we do today will directly determine what we'll have tomorrow. And my text is only one verse, so you know it's going to be a short sermon, right? I mean, how long could I preach on one verse? It's found in Hosea chapter 10 and verse 12. Now, it's not going to do you any good to tell you that in my Bible, that's on page 972, so I'm not going to tell you that. You're going to have to find that in your Bible. But to help you a little bit, it's right after Ezekiel and Daniel. You'll find Hosea. Next to Daniel, that's right. Chapter 10 and verse 12. One verse. Powerful verse. It says, sow for yourselves righteousness. Reap the fruit of unfailing love. Break up your unplowed ground, for it is time. Somebody say time. It is time to seek the Lord until He comes and showers righteousness on you. I get tingles in my spine when I read this verse. The title of my message is, The Future Starts Now. The future starts now. Lord, thank You for this great service and for everybody here and for Your presence here. Now as we look into Your Word, God, You laid this on my heart to talk about the future again because I think You're trying to tell us something. Lord, let us listen, let us hear, let us receive, and let us do something about it. And Lord, one more time, I've got to have the anointing, the empowering of the Holy Spirit. You put it on my heart, but Lord, I can't deliver it without the anointing of the Holy Spirit. So Lord, please send it now. Lord, that we can all be blessed and challenged and changed and move in Your direction in Jesus' name. Amen. The principle of sowing and reaping. What we get out depends on what we put in. What we put into our lives, into our homes, into our families, what we put into the church now will directly determine what we'll see happen in the future. Hosea 10:12 is such an awesome verse. It's a promise, and it's also a challenge. And it brings out three questions that I would like to pose to us today. Three questions from this verse. The first one is, what are you sowing? What are you sowing? Now hear me closely, please, when I say this. Everything that is worth anything will cost you something. Everything that is worth anything will cost you something. Say it with me. Everything that is worth anything will cost you something. How many here are retired? Let me see your hand. You're retired. Thou shalt not covet. Thou shalt not covet. No. How many here are planning to retire someday? How many are just plain tired? There are a lot of hands up there. You know, in order to get something out when you retire, you have to put something in when you're working, right? Right? Well, the same thing is true in life. That a better tomorrow requires doing the right things today. If you want to get something out tomorrow, you got to put something in today. An investment of hard work now in what you want to change for the better. There's a problem, though. Problem is that many people today, they want to get everything out of life. They want to get everything out of the church. They want to get everything out of God without putting anything in. I want to see what I can get out of God. I want to see what I can get out of the church. I want to see what I can get out of this Christian life thing. It's not what we can get out, it's what we can put in. What can we give to God? What can we put in our Christian life? What can we put in and give the church so we can reap a harvest? You see, friends, the price that we pay now is an investment in the future. You say, Pastor, you've been talking a lot about this investing stuff. You're right. I'm going to keep on doing it. Our present motivation in doing the right things now is looking ahead to a reward. How many are looking ahead to their reward? Well, what reward are you working toward? What reward? The Christian life is about so much more than just making it to heaven. Although that's how many Christians live. I'm just going to get to heaven someday. No, it's about more than that. It's about becoming. Becoming the person that God created you to be. Which is to be like Jesus. It's about making a difference in this world while you're here. It's not about just getting to heaven. I made it. No, it's about what you did between now and then, along the way, on the journey. It's about making a difference while you're here. It's about investing yourself. Turn to the person next to you and say, he's talking to you. It's about investing yourself into others, into serving God, into the kingdom of God. So what future do you see? What do you want to happen that you're willing to invest in? Do you want things in your life? In your home, in your family? Do you want things in this church to just stay the same? Or do you want things to grow? To improve? To get better? Do we want to be more? Do we want to do more for God? Do we want to have more of God in our lives, in our home, in our families? Do we want to have more of God in this place? I don't know about you, but I don't have enough of God yet. I want more. I thought about, what do I want to see happen? Can I share with you what I'd like to see happen? Is that okay? Can I do that? Share with you that? Here's what I want to see happen. First of all, I want more of God in my life. Before I'm a pastor, I'm a Christian. I want to see more of God in my life. I want to grow in my personal relationship with Jesus. I want to grow. I want to be more effective in ministry. I want to be more faithful to what God has called me to do. I want to be who God created me to be. I want to do all that He's designed me to do. I want to do more for God. I want to give more to God. And I want to see His work done in people's lives. I want to see His work done in you. In your life. I want our church to be healthy and to grow. I want us to be fully involved in ministry. I want our church to become all that God has planned for us to be. I want us to reach more people for Christ across the street and around the world. As we invest in them, as we invite them, as we love them into the kingdom. I want Christ to build His church right here at 7546 Kickapoo Trail. Build your church, Lord, right here. That's what I want. What do you want? What do you want to see happen? What do you want God to do? Well, whatever it is, we need to sow the right things. Whatever you see happening, whatever you want for the future, whatever you need to invest in the things that will get you to where you need to go. You need to invest in those things. Whatever you want to see change or get better in your life, invest in it. We're into the fall season. And we love to take our grandkids to this really awesome pumpkin patch in Orange County. It's really neat. It's decorated so beautifully. There's fall and harvest things all around. But the neat thing that the kids get really excited about is all the pumpkins. Thousands of pumpkins everywhere. Of all sizes. Big ones, little ones, gigantic ones. And they got to go home with an armful of pumpkins. Well, what would happen next year at the pumpkin patch if they said, well, we don't need to plant any more seeds. We had plenty of pumpkins last year. We don't need to plant any more seeds. We'll have lots more again. What would happen? They wouldn't have any pumpkins, would they? If you want to grow a lot of pumpkins, you need to plant a lot of pumpkin seeds. Lots of them. Well, if you want a great harvest in your life, if you want things to go better, if you want to reap the fruit of God's best for you, you need to sow. You need to plant the right things now and lots of it. 2 Corinthians 9:6 says, remember this. Whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. Whoever sows generously will also reap generously. I wonder if you reap what you're sowing in your life, what will you be getting? If you reap what you're sowing in your life now, what will you be getting? If we get in this church what you are giving, what will we be getting? If we get in this church what you are giving and sowing into it, what will we be getting? The truth is, you get out what you put in. It's God's eternal principle of sowing and reaping. If you want more, how many want more? If you want more, invest more. If you want more, put more into it. How many want just a little bit? Just a small return. You don't want much. Well, if you don't want much, don't put much in. Don't put much in. Don't invest much. And that's what you get. Whoever sows sparingly will reap sparingly. Whoever sows generously will reap generously. I love how Jesus said it in the Gospel of Luke chapter 6 and verse 38. Give and it will be given to you. Give? Well, if I give, then I won't have. So that's why a lot of people don't give, because they think they're giving up. They're going to give up and then they won't have enough. That isn't what the Bible says. And, well, I believe the Bible. I believe it's true. I believe God always keeps His word and His promises. And He said, no, it's just the opposite. If you give, you'll get more. A lot of people are afraid to invest, to serve, to give. They're afraid because they won't have enough. No, give and it will be given to you. And just a little bit. No, a good measure. Pressed down. Do you ever get a cereal box? And you open it up and it's half empty? You say, how dare they sell this stuff? This box is half empty. Well, that's because it settled in shaking. Right? When the, you know, and the all the shipping and everything else and shakes around. And you know, I have a jar that I put some coins in and I put them in my buddy barrel there, but I have some, and when it gets full, I shake it up and it goes down a few inches and I have room for some more coins. That's what God says He's going to do with us. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, that means you can contain even more so He can put more in. And running over. See, God doesn't want to just bless you. He wants to bless everybody else around you. He doesn't want to just fill you enough so that you're good. He wants to fill you to full and overflowing and running over so that His Spirit can bless everybody around you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use... I didn't write this. Jesus said this. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. So if you measure your investing and your serving, your giving with a teaspoon, you're going to get a teaspoon back. But if you invest with a shovel, you'll get a shovel back. You invest in a 55-gallon drum, you'll get a drum back. Isn't God good? With the measure, how much do you want? What do you want to get out? What do you want to put in? Decide what you want to see happen and plant and sow and invest and give accordingly. Do the right things now to get God's best for your future. Our text said, sow for yourselves righteousness, and He will shower righteousness on you. Doesn't say He'll dribble on you. Back in Pennsylvania, we call it spritzing. He won't spritz on you a little bit. He won't mist on you a little bit. He's going to shower on you. How many want to get soaked? Bring it on, Lord. What are you sowing? What are you sowing? Second question, where are you sowing it? Where are you sowing it? Fact is, we all have something that God has given us. Well, Pastor, there's nothing I can do. I don't have anything. Oh, yes, you do. Oh, yes, you do. You will never be able to show me anybody who God hasn't given something to. We all have something that God's given us that we can give back, that we can invest. The question is, what are you doing with what you have? What are you doing with what you have, with what God has given to you? Jesus said to the disciples, freely you have received, freely give. Too often, though, we plant our seed in the wrong places. Take what we have and we put it in the wrong places. Or we just plain waste it. We waste it. We need to choose and use what we have wisely. Because sometimes we're not investing in what will bring the greatest harvest. We're not always doing and investing in the things that will make an eternal difference. I want to do things. I want to give to things. I want to invest in things that will live on after I'm gone. That's called a legacy for Christ. Invest in eternity. Not in stuff that's here today and gone tomorrow. What are you investing in? Are you investing your life in daily prayer? Getting before God? Seeking God? Reading and studying God's Word? Serving God? Serving others? Do you invest in church? Do you know your presence here makes a difference? Are you in the house of God every week? Are you investing yourself into Sunday school? Are you investing in your life into Wednesday Bible study? In the ministries of the church events, the activities? We're not going to get anything out if we don't put anything in. We can't receive anything from God if we're not there. I'm going to say that again. We can't receive from God if we're not there. God has more for you. Come and get it. God has more for you. Come and get it. Do you take advantage of the opportunities that are available to you to fellowship, to learn, to grow, to be blessed, and to be a blessing? Do you invest into ministry and the work of the Lord through your giving, your tithes, and your offerings? Are you investing in eternity? You need a sowing plan. You need a sowing plan. Decide on, plan for what you want to grow, what you want to see happen, and then plant your seeds in the right places, in the areas that you want to grow, in the things that you want to change. Can I be real practical? Read books that will bless you and enrich you and build you up. Listen to sermons. Pray. Study the Word. Talk to believers who have more wisdom and experience than you. Follow the teaching and the example of the spiritual leaders that God has put into your life. Take advantage of everything that God makes available to you to grow into the future that God has for you. Amen, Pastor. Here's what my pastor, Pastor Mike, says, and I quote, "Be specific in thinking about what is most important and in determining where you need to sow more. Then sow according to the kind of results you want to receive." End quote. So invest where you will get the greatest and longest lasting returns. Invest your best. Somebody say, invest your best. Invest your best in the things of God, the things with eternal value. We need to get our priorities in life right. We need to get our priorities right. Don't give a lot to things that really won't matter much in the end. But do the things, give your best where it will pay off big dividends in the future. If I can quote Pastor Mike one more time, he says this, "When we realize that doing the right things now will bring more positives in the future, it can motivate us to look at where we want to invest." End quote. You need a sowing plan. Where are you investing? Last, third and last question. Are you patient in the process? Thank you for your honesty. Appreciate that. Are you patient in the process? Listen, folks, no matter what you sow and when, it's God who gives the increase. God gives the increase. We can plant seed. It's God who makes it grow. We can make an investment. It's God who multiplies it. We can make better choices for the future, but God holds your future in His hands. We may be in a hurry, but God controls the timing. Galatians 6:9, Paul says, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time, we will reap a harvest." Man, I'm believing God for a harvest because my Bible tells me it's coming. We will reap a harvest if we quit now. If we do not give up. You see, our job, your job, is to make good choices, to do the right things, to plant good seed, to invest your best, to be faithful and obedient, and God will bring the harvest in His time. The answer will come. I'm talking to you. The answer will come. Things will get better. The miracle will take place. The healing will happen. That child, that grandchild will come back. The ministry will expand. The church will grow. But it's all in God's time. So be patient. Wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it. Here it comes. It's coming. Be patient. Here it comes. Wait for it. Let God do His work. Let God, Lord, have Your way. In me, in these people, in this church, Lord, have Your way. We let You do Your work. You keep doing what's right and be patient in the process. But listen, just make sure that your life is ready for planting. Make sure your life is ready for planting, because even if the seed is good, it can't be planted, and it sure won't grow in hard ground. What does Hosea 10:12 say? Break up your unplowed ground. Break up your unplowed ground. God works. He moves the best and the most in and with humble and broken people. Will you be soil that's broken up? That's plowed. That's receptive. That's ready. Make sure your heart is right. That you're in position for God to do His work. So I'll close with asking you one more question. What time is it? No, not. It's almost noon. I got to fix that clock to give me more time. That clock needs to get saved. What time is it? Well, Hosea 10:12 answers that question. For it is time to seek the Lord. It is time to seek the Lord. God comes to those who seek Him. God comes upon a church of hungry people. It's now time for you. It's now time for us to be ready, for our hearts to be open, for our spirits to be willing, for our hands to be busy about the Father's business. It's time to do the right things. If not now, my friends, then when? If not now, then when? As if we're not ready, if we're not investing today, we can't expect anything to happen tomorrow. What time is it? It's time to seek God. What time is it? It's time to invest in the future. Now is the time. Not next week, not next year, not down the road, not when we get around to it, not when it's convenient, not when we feel like it. Now. Now is the time. What time is it? Now. Now is the time to start sowing in what you and what we want to see growing. Now is the time to sow into what we want to be growing. The future starts now, because you grow what you sow. You get what you invest. You have a choice. You have a choice in your future. You have a choice in the future of Gateway Assembly, because it's based on the principle of sowing and reaping. A better future, a better life, a better church will always cost you something. Are you willing to pay that price? The price we pay now is an investment in the future. What we get out depends on what we put in. Put in a little, we'll get just a little. Put in a lot, and God will blow you away. The things we do now will determine what we'll see happen in the future. So where are you in all of this? Where are you? What future do you want? More of the same? You want things to change, to get better. I don't want more of the same. In me, in the church, I want more. All that God has. What future do you want? For your life, for your family, for your church. Where are you going to invest? What will you give? How much seed will you plant? Sow for yourselves righteousness. Reap the fruit of unfailing love. Break up your unplowed ground. For it is time to seek the Lord until He comes and showers righteousness on us. Lord, help us to see. To see into that future that you have for us. Lord, do not let us settle for same old, same old. Let us not settle for yesterday or even today. God, move us to the future. Move us into all that you have. Move us forward. Move us ahead to where you want us to go, Lord. Because eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor has it entered into our minds what you have ahead of us, what you have prepared for us. And that's not just in glory in heaven. That's what you have for us now. You have more. You want more. You want to give us more. But as we give, you give. As we're a blessing, you bless us. Lord, I pray, God, that if there's unplowed ground, Lord, if there's any unplowed ground in me, in each of us, Lord, break up that soil. Break up that soil, Lord. Open our hearts, Lord, that we can receive. Lord, that you can do your work in us. God, you know we need a better future. Lord, everybody here needs a better future. Lord, help us to think about investing. What would you have me to do? What would you have me to do, Lord? Where do you want to use me? Where do you want to grow me? How do you want to change me? Lord, we're on our way to heaven, but you have so much for us to do between now and then. Let us be busy about the Father's business. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Lord, we'll receive with the measure we give. Let us not sow sparingly, but let us sow generously so that you can pour out your righteousness and your blessing upon us. God, we want more. We want more, Lord. Stu's going to put on a song. And if you want more, I'm just going to keep this really super simple. If you want more, if you've got any unplowed ground that God needs to start breaking up, so that God can plant in you and God can start to produce a harvest in your life. If you need a better future, if you're committed to a better future for Gateway, if you want more, I want you to just take a moment and come forward and just tell God and just receive from Him. Now is the time to seek the Lord. Now is the time to seek the Lord. Stu, put on a song, and will you come and seek God and all that He has for you?
Presence here with me. Suddenly.
close with worshiping the Lord with this song.
Fullness of eternal promise, stirring in your sons and daughters, earth revealing heaven's wonders. Spirit come, Spirit come. What you spoke is now unfolding. Your children shall behold it. Dreams awaken in this moment. Spirit come, Spirit come. Pour it out. Let your love run over. Here and now. Let your glory fill.
Let your love run.
Praise God. Praise God. God bless you. God bless you. Have a great day in the Lord. Hope to see you in Bible study on Wednesday night.